Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dove, you got how many Hess trucks for your grandkids?
G gave me two.
Oh, G gave you two. All right. Maybe I'll grab that one on the way out. I don't know. I don't know because I was just making sure if it was, you know, free to take. Is that okay?
It's been there for a while, I'm told.
No, it's been there for a while. Okay, so nobody really cares. I got you. Appreciate it. Nothing like the Hess truck around the holidays. Love the commercials. Staten Island we go. Anthony, what's going on, Anthony?
What's up, Moose? Thanks for taking the call, brother.
You got it, man. What's on your mind?
All right, so I agree with you in a lot of places. I disagree with you. If the Raiders game is the Super Bowl, have to lose that game. I'm sorry. I root for them every week to win every week.
Right. All right,
but not against the Raiders. It's the only thing that eases another terrible season.
You get to dream about the number one overall pick. Dream of some team moving up from Mendoza, getting more and more draft capital, and nobody likes draft capital more than the NFL fan.
Right. So I also got to say, you got to fire Shane today. You're not letting him pick in the top five if he's not the GM for the next 5, 6, 7 years. That I don't know why they're not firing him. And why is everybody talking about drafting Mendoza and trading Dart? It's absolutely
because you have nothing. What else can, because people are looking for creative ways to talk about the Giants.
Yeah, and it's and now, it's not just
it
on the radio.
Yes,
it's on the radio.
It makes little to no sense. I shot it down each and every time. I think it's stupid.
I've heard it from all my Giants fans friends. Listen, if a team loves Mendoza, the return you could get for the first overall is a lot higher than you're going to get for Dart. I don't know if Dart's going to be an elite quarterback. You don't know. Nobody knows. But I do know he's got that it factor. He's got that attitude. We haven't had that in so long. And he's playing with a bunch of third-string wide receivers at best. Like, give this guy some weapons. Give him a healthy Scott. Give him a healthy Neighbors. Draft some capital to help around him. And this guy is going to be good. Let's get a competent head coach. There's so much potential for this kid. Why are we talking to even entertaining the fact that we're going to trade him for Mendoza?
Anthony, I don't think there's really much of a conversation. I don't think there's where it matters. I don't think there's I don't think there's much to entertaining it. I think it's just fodder. I think the frustration of the year, the frustration of the last 3 years. You know, you're trying to make it and trying to look at things creatively or think outside the box. And Mendoza, you know, and it was a weak Heisman class, you know, and, I vote for the Heisman every single year. But I went Mendoza and Love 1-2 when it looks at, but was he prototypical of a Heisman trophy winner? No, he wasn't. But when he needed to be great, he was. That throw he made, it was a ridiculous catch by his wideout against Penn State. That was, a remarkable comeback. And Cignetti's done an unbelievable job with that program, and Mendoza's been great this year for the Indiana Hoosiers. But I think right now, and I get where the Giant fan is, it's not one where I'm telling you that, this is the way I root. I don't do that. But in the end, it doesn't really matter. Like, whether you root for success or whether you root for failure, the game's going to play out the way it is. And The Giants might just beat the Raiders because the Raiders are, despite their performance yesterday and almost pulling out a victory against Houston as an over 2-touchdown underdog, the Raiders have been really, really bad, embarrassingly bad. I think the previous game they had 75 yards of total offense with Kenny Pickett at quarterback. I mean, that's just terrible, terrible. Ashton Jeanty, they took a dynamic running back at Boise State, and he had a game yesterday, you know, a big 60-yard touchdown reception, had another long touchdown run from 50-plus yards out, but Ashton Jeanty, who was could have easily won the Heisman Trophy last year, the rookie out of Boise State, you know, they've minimized his impact this year because they've gotten little to no offensive line in front of them. The Giants could end up winning that game. I get where the Giant fan is right now saying, I've dealt with a lot of losing. Just in the end, just let it pay off to where you have the number one overall pick. Staten Island we go. It's Tony. It's the fan. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, Mark. How are you today?
Tony, I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, Giant fan, so, you know, not too good. So, you know, just to add to the last caller, listen, I think we could all agree that Dart's mechanics are not good. I mean, I've called on the past and stated this a few times, so leave it where it is. I mean, he still has some work to improve on that area. But there's big questions on his.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Mechanics, and you know, if he's not getting the proper coaching, or if he can prove it, we hope. Yeah, he has the it factor. I just say all that stuff. And hey, Mark, just real quick.
Did you,
on
watch,
the,
did you ever see Josh Allen throw the ball coming out of college, and the way Josh Allen throws the ball now?
I know, but it's
no.
It's,
I mean, have you taken a look at that?
Yeah,
I mean, the mechanics can be worked out, can be smoothed out. Any of those kind of issues. I don't disagree. The Giants have got to find the right guy to bring in place, and his connection with Brian Daboll was unquestioned, and Daboll was the driving force to Dart. What you need to know, regardless of those issues, the Giants as an organization, you know, wholeheartedly believe there's excitement in the building to what they see in number six.
Of course. I leave it like that, and we'll see what happens. It'd be a shame if you ever got rid of him and he turned out to be good, or if you got Mendoza and he turned out to be a bust. So let's just ride it out. Let's get a good coach in here, whoever that may be. So, the overtime, Moose. So it's all different now, isn't it? And so we see now 10 minutes, each team gets two timeouts. And we see now several times that the team that scores first has a 5-6 minute drive, you know, leaving 5 1-minutes for the other team to come down the field. And we've seen now the team that scores second almost automatically is going to go for 2 points. That being when the team that gets the ball first scores a touchdown, of course. And we've seen this now. So let me ask you, how do you play the overtime now? I mean, if you want the ball first, you would never go for 2 points on scoring a touchdown on the first possession. Would you agree with that?
No, you wouldn't, because the team that goes for the two, and you got to remember that a tie is, and they're giving the ball back to Stafford and the Rams, right? So the tie doesn't do anything for Seattle, and they're not going to get another opportunity to win the game, so they go for two in that great Thursday night game that we saw. No, I'm going to take the ball second because I want to know what I need to do.
Right, but and then again to the other part of that, scoring first, you would never go for 2 points on the first.
I would not
scoring
because
if you don't get it now, you only got six, and now just a simple touchdown and an extra point.
Yeah, I would not. No,
of course, and no, it's just very interesting, and I agree with you. I would want the ball second, and I think that's the way the overtimes are going to play out now. I think the team, if they match that touchdown, I think almost automatically they're going to go for 2 points. Have we seen that in the Rams Niners game early? We've seen it in the Seattle game a couple of days ago. And it's I love it. I think it's interesting. I mean, with these guys kicking out 70-yard field goals and what a 65-yard field goals and whatnot, you know, think about the old school overtime and where we are right now and how they made that adjustment to the game.
Well, everything's changed. Yeah, Tony. And I think, you know, they want to make the overtime rules fair to where, you know, not everything is on the coin toss and based on what happens if you win the coin toss and not, and you're giving every two teams that finished in a tie at the end of regulation, both giving them an opportunity to win the game. Vernon, New Jersey. Peter, what's going on, Peter?
Hey, Moose, how are you?
I'm doing well, Peter. How are you?
Good. Moose, I had a good question about Brian Flores. I would love to have him as a coach. And the reason why is because I think he's a great defensive coordinator. And the Giants this year, their bigger problem wasn't offense. It was defense. They played three quarters of defense and lost how many games in the waning minutes. So I would love to have him in and give him a shot as a head coach. But my question to you is, the lawsuit he has out about with the NFL, would that prevent the Giants from hiring him?
I mean, I can't speak for the Giants. I would say probably would play a role. Giants are named. I believe the Giants are named in that lawsuit.
If they actually went to him, do you think this is? I was just talking to my brother about it, and they made an offer to him. Could he drop the Giants from the lawsuit?
Peter, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not going to tell you that. Wasn't smart enough to go to law school and study the law. I don't know. I mean, that was the whole Belichick sending the wrong text to the wrong Brian at the time, congratulating Brian Flores on getting the Giants head coaching job when he meant to send it to Brian Daboll. You know, and it didn't end well. Listen, I heard Boomer talking about this morning with Gio, and he said he thinks the lawsuit would have to be settled for him to get another head coaching job in the National Football League. But, do I think Flores is a wonderful defensive coordinator? I do. I think he had to have learned something to the way that he treated players, especially with the stuff that happened with Tua down there in South Beach. Is he going to get another opportunity? We'll see. We'll see. But is that, regardless of the lawsuit, is that where I'm going if I'm the Giants, given what I've been through for the last 3 years? I don't know if that's the apple of my eye. I'm looking for a little bit more cost certainty. Now, the perfect established head coach that's going to kind of be hold this team's feet to the fire, so to speak, being more of a disciplinarian. Well, when you look at the prospective guys that are out there right now that are available right now, there isn't really a guy that meets all of that criteria. 1256, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best.
With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.